Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by and welcome to the Santos Media Briefing. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. Please be advised that this conference is being recorded today, Thursday, the 11th of December, 2008. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Mr. David Knox, Managing Director of Santos. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, thank you for joining us. I'm here in Adelaide with my CFO, Peter Wasso. I hope you've all had a chance to read our press release this afternoon. As you will have seen, Santos has agreed to transfer its 18% minority interest in the Brantas production sharing contract. The Brantas PSC includes the site of a major mudflow incident which commenced in May 2006. Santos has long said that we expected to reach a resolution of our minority, non-operated role in the Brantas PSC. Today's transfer comes after considerable discussion with our former partners. Importantly, it has been approved by the Government of Indonesia through the relevant authority of BP Migas. It should be noted that the final upfront payment announced today is within our existing provision of $79 million. The impact of the mudflow on the Sidojaro community has been of significant concern to Santos. Since the incident occurred 2.5 years ago, Santos has provided full support to the efforts of Lapindo and the government of Indonesia in managing the response efforts. This is an incident that has led to substantial social and economic dislocation for the people of Sidojaro. I recognize the considerable human suffering this has involved. A long-term mud management framework and community support program has been established and is being managed by the government of Indonesia under a presidential decree along with our operator, Lapindo. We recognize there has been much speculation about the various aspects of this incident, and you've all had the challenge of trying to simplify what can only be described as a hugely complex issue. But through that, our consistent approach since day one has been to support the response efforts. All participants have now agreed that consolidated control of the Brantas PSC will facilitate those ongoing efforts. We believe today's agreement represents a practical and appropriate resolution to our minority non-operated role. Looking forward, we remain focused on delivering our Indonesian core business. We have recorded substantial achievements over the past 2 years, including the Oyong and Malio developments, and the Wortol development is in front of us. With that, I'd like to open up to discussions. And the questions can either be addressed to myself, David, or to Peter, my CFO. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the pound or the hash key. And your first question today comes from Ross Kelly. Please ask your question.
Hi, David. It's Ross Kelly here from Dow Jones. I just wanted to first of all ask, is there any relationship to the timing of this and the removal of the shareholder cap?
No. We've been working with the operator Lapindo and the government of Indonesia, well, for some time, almost since the incident started, but very intensively over the last 6 months to find a resolution that we've just announced.
Okay, great. And also the original provision that you had of US$79 million. Now that this has occurred, are you going to be keeping what's left of that provision aside to cover any potential third party litigation, or will that money be going back, you know, where it came from originally?
The provision is now exhausted with our expenditure we've made to date and the current payment we're making today to our operator Lapindo.
Okay, great, thank you.
And your next question comes from Matthew Stevens. Please ask your question.
You know, I'm just wondering whether you've got great confidence that there isn't going to be any further liability here, and if there isn't, or if there is further liability, what sort of measures will you take to mitigate the risk there?
Yeah, clearly it's an important question, and I and the Santos, we have strong reasons to believe that we have a very strong and sustainable grounds to on any of the potential third party claims.
Is there anything in this settlement that provides you with confidence about that? I mean, have you been given some sort of a commitment by the government or Lapindo that they would accept liability? Otherwise, you don't have any liability.
We firmly believe that we'll be able to successfully defend any claims. And a couple of things sort of help in that. One, we were a minority shareholder. Secondly, we are the non-operator. And thirdly, we were not on site at the time of the incident. So these things just help us defend any third-party claims.
Okay. Thanks.
And your next question comes from Paul Garvey. Please ask your question.
Hi there, David. See, this is well below the $79 million you had on the books there, and their analysts this week were saying that the liability is more likely to be $200 million and higher. It looks as though you've got out of this pretty lightly. Is that a way to look at it?
Not in our opinion. We've always believed that $79 million was an appropriate provision. We had taken great care in that number, and this settlement is now within that number. We've always believed that to be the case, and now we settle with it. And that has now basically been exhausted, the $79 million.
Right. And also, does this make you more vulnerable to takeover now that we've got certainty on the cost of this issue, and also the social responsibility implications are now out of the way for any potential suitors?
Well, as I said, when it comes to the particular issue of now that we have the cap off, we're just a normal company like everybody else, and it's just up to us to make sure we deliver. And this is just part of our strategy of delivery. We said in our accounts that we were seeking to find a resolution to this. We've now delivered that resolution, and it's just part of a track record we're trying to build of actually delivering on what we say we're going to do.
Great, thanks.
And your next question comes from Chris Russell. Please ask your question.
Hello, David. Yeah, Chris Russell. I just wondered if you can give us a bit of a breakdown on that. The provisioning was $79 million. You're now paying out $22.5 million. So you have already spent $56.5 million, have you? Or
Broadly speaking, the provision is exhausted, yes.
Where's that payment gone?
Well, broadly speaking, we obviously 22.5 is this payment that we'll make as part of settling this deal, and the previous sums have been exhausted through the costs of mud management and all the other associated costs with managing this serious incident.
Right. Okay.
And your next question today comes from Angela McDonald-Smith. Please ask your question.
David, yes, just wanted to see if you could bring us up to date with what the latest state was with the mud flow. I mean, is mud still flowing at the same rate, and how much is that?
Yeah, it's Angela, regrettably, it's still ongoing.
And is there any sort of understanding yet as to how it might be managed or how long it might continue?
On how long it might continue, I think that is very, very difficult to say. And the Lapindo now have been managing the mud for the last 2.5 years, and that, of course, is going to continue.
Okay. Just one other thing. On the $79 million, I mean, you said it's exhausted, but presumably your understanding is, or your intention is now that wouldn't be increased, and that's it now?
No, that's it. It's now exhausted. It won't be increased.
Yep.
No.
Thank you.
And your next question comes from Matthew Stevens. Please ask your question.
I'm sorry about that. I was going to ask the same question about the mud and whether it's still flowing. I just wonder, though, do you feel comfortable leaving this situation while the mud still is flowing? I mean, you'll cop some criticism, won't you, for walking out before the situation's actually under control?
What we believe we're doing is working with Lapindo and the government of Indonesia to find a way forward that is supported by all parties, and that's what we've announced today. And Lapindo will continue to operate the mud management, and as I said, this deal has the full support of the government of Indonesia.
Yeah.
And as a reminder, if you do wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. And there are no further questions coming through the phone lines at this time. Please continue, sir.
Thank you for everyone for joining us this afternoon. There are no further questions. We'll stop at that. Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.